The White House proposing new automobile pollution standards requiring more than two-thirds of new vehicles to be electric within the next decade. That's leading to some pushback as leaders and experts question not just the infrastructure limits, but opening the door even further for China to have economic dominance.
And here to discuss, New York Congresswoman and member of the House Subcommittee on Energy and Commerce, Claudia Tenney. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
It's good to see you.
Great to see you all.
You as well.
So with this proposal, two out of three cars and small trucks also produced will be electric powered. Is America ready for such a rapid move to these electric vehicles?
First of all, America is not ready for it and never will be. And this is really just a handoff to China. It just is. We're just going to surrender and say, let China take over. Let China own our energy industry. And energy is so critical to every part of every thing that we do, our economy, our way of life, our prosperity. And this is almost like, you know, the Chinese Communist Party is now going to control our lives. There's this about a control socialism, the embrace of it. Europe has already been tracking down this socialist path, and they basically surrendered. And this is a surrender. And the far left is not, look at the problems with EVs already in California, not enough charging stations. They don't go far enough. We don't have baseload energy to supply them. California still relies on fossil fuels. We will always rely on fossil fuels. And just think about, I live in upstate New York, and I actually am in the cold section of upstate New York. My district circles Lake Ontario. I have the largest agricultural district and the largest dairy district in the state of New York, which relies on fossil fuels in order to produce our food, in order to provide the food that we need, not just for New York and our region, but for trade with neighboring countries. So this is going to be a huge problem. It's completely unsustainable. The state of New York is trying to go to this electrification and electrical vehicles way before we're able to do that. And it's not common sense. I mean, it's fine to have an electric vehicle if you don't have to travel far, or if you don't have to travel in negative 10 degrees, or try to make your product, grow a product, for example, in upstate New York in a very short growing season. It's just unsustainable, unrealistic, and it's part of, it seems almost cultish. And oh, by the way, guess what they're trying to make us do now? Eat bugs in order to bring the climate.
I saw that. And they also, they don't want us to have dogs and cats as pets anymore. They suggest small rodents for a better carbon footprint, which I think is very bizarre. This proposal, it also suggests that the owner of the vehicle, they'll be saving more than $9,000 on average on fuel and maintenance over an 8-year period. This, to me, seems very disingenuous. I think that it's trying to tell the American public, like, hey, spend a whole lot of money that you might not have on this electric vehicle because it's super expensive to buy them, and then it'll save you money in the long run. Well, that might not actually be true because, as we know, electricity is extremely expensive right now.
And rising.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, look at, my colleague Tom Massey, who is the well-known libertarian-esque kind of Republican, drives one of the original Teslas, and he's got a sticker on the back. He goes, this is my coal-powered car. Mm-hmm. We're still relying on fossil fuels to something like 70 or 80% of our grid. How are you all of a sudden, and New York has a fast track to so-called zero fossil fuels. But another aspect of my district, all of the nuclear power plants in the entire state of New York are in my district in New York 24 along Lake Ontario. They provide baseload power. This, they're only marginally interested in nuclear power, which is what's going to save us if we have actually tried to do this impossible standard with electric vehicles and having no baseload grid. And they're aging as well, but they're emission free. But at least I just don't know how we're going to possibly make this transition. It's impossible, not without completely destroying our economy. And you're going to see the experiment come through when the New York State budget gets passed and these unreasonable standards get passed down to small businesses, farmers, people who just want to make a living. How are you going to get to work? We don't have public transportation in upstate New York like you do in New York City.
Right.
But the Democrats want us all in buses and trains and public transportation and on electric buses, electric school buses. I just toured a school district. This school district is going to probably have to close, probably because of the electric bus mandate that's coming through.
This is
a kind of unreasonable standard. All for what? A very negligible impact on our climate, on emissions, while China continues to pollute. And this is, again, shifting the balance of power and the economy back to China, who produce most of the batteries, who actually process most of the special and rare earth minerals we need to supply the batteries for wind and solar and everything else.
Right. I was going to say, great point there, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. Thank you for your insight.